Intercept.
And now back to the Implosion with your hosts, Scooter.
Gotcha.
And Implant.
That is amazing.
On AM650. The
Pound. Welcome back, Night Owls. Scooter here. You might be wondering, who are these guys? But Implant and I were just putting together a game for those of you who are asking that.
Yeah, as you may have heard, the Jet is in seclusion, recording a show from a remote location.
Undoubtedly fighting off camel ghosts from the Norwegian invasion of Egypt in 500 BC. So our time slot is bleeding over into his for the next few nights.
What on earth are you talking about? Camel ghosts? Icelandic bird pirates? Coins that burn through your clothing, enter your body, and poison your bloodstream?
Exactly. It's time for
The Jet Said What?
That's right, Implant. The Jet has said some beauties over the years. And now, callers, it's up to you to determine, did the Jet really say this?
For instance, did he say that goose poop, once it lands on your lawn, if not cleaned up right away, can mutate into slugs that burrow under your yard, then crawl under your house and monitor your conversations?
Hey guys, the lines are lighting up.
Y'all better not be making fun of the Jet. It's a well-known fact that geese don't migrate south. That's just the puppeteers playing listening devices during your listening season.
Oh, so close. No. The Jet did not say that. We made that one up. But thanks for playing along.
Come on, dirtbag. Let's screen those calls a bit, buddy.
Yep, you got it, fellas. Sorry about that.
Okay, so far, no correct answers. But this one seems easy. Did the Jet say that if your muscles get tight enough, that rain will just bounce off you and leave you completely dry?
Sorry, guys. Hold on. We may have a bit of an issue here.
This is Larry Kenobi, and I like what I'm hearing. I also love handing out cease and desist orders, taking folks' hard-earned money in a libel case. I just love that.
Oh, boy. It's the Jets' attorney.
And sound engineer, Larry Kenobi. Larry, how are ya? How does that work, by the way? You leave the courtroom and go right to the control booth?
And leave an incomprehensible amount of fast food wrappers lying around the booth?
Have your fun! Just keep right on going! I'll have papers to you in the morning!
Uh-huh. Well, it's great hearing from you. I still didn't hear a guess, though.
And we're not slandering or libeling anyone. Larry, now damn it, do ripped muscles protect you from rain or not?
Achieve that level of fitness, so I can't say. But I can't rule it out. I will say I've never seen the Jet soaking wet, though.
Well, that is a shame. We'd all love to see that. Thanks for calling in, Larry.
Just keep right on. See if I don't...
Okay, we're still looking for an answer. Did the Jet say that muscles can protect you from rain?
Hi guys. I can't say if he ever said that on his show, but I do know that he says that on first dates.
Implant? Please check my heart rate and make sure I didn't drop out of my body and disappear into a different dimension. Ma'am, are you saying that you have been on a date with Jetson Hartnagel?
That's what I'm saying. He ate with a steak knife in each hand and said, "Forks are for passive cowards."
Attention anyone listening, the game has ended and we will just be hearing about the date for the rest of tonight's show.
And he mentioned the rain thing?
Oh yeah, right away. During our appetizer, as he attempted to eat chips and salsa with the knives.
He wouldn't even use his hands to grab chips? Sorry. The rain thing.
Right. So I'm not sure how many chips he was able to eat. I know that dipping them in salsa was not going well for him. But yeah, he mentioned it. I think to kind of brag or show off a bit. But then it started to drizzle.
And what happened?
Well, he wanted to delay going out in it, so he thought we should get dessert. But the manager said he had made too much of a mess with his tostadas, so that he preferred we took his flan to go. And so we left.
And did you valet? Did he walk you to your car? Did you use an umbrella?
Oh, no. I wanted to see the rain thing, so he walked me to my car.
And did his muscles protect him?
He was completely soaked.
Oh my God.
This is amazing!
Yes!
Lucha alert!
Wow.
I mean, it was kind of sad. His hair dye was running down over his face, and he offered to give me a Siberian lip kiss, since it was customary of his people, but I've...
No! Don't you! Not this time! Get out of here!
Dude, how many sandwiches is that?
Go ahead, Jet. I have regained control of the studio.
Thank you, Larry. And did you bring enough sandwiches? It's gonna be a long night.
That I did, Jet. 10 for $5 special, so I'm all set.
Great. Now send those scallywags, those threats against decency and truth, out. This is my time slot. And whoever that imposter was, I never went on a date with that person. I hate tostadas.
Happy to fill in for you, Jet. This was the greatest show we've ever done. Or ever will do.
We'll be back in an hour. Did the Siberian lip kiss ever happen?
Out! No! Folks, sorry to be late to my own show, but I can explain! I'm calling in from a remote location. I am in danger!
Hi again, Jetson. Listen, I did enjoy our date, and I'm really sorry
Larry,
I called.
Larry, end the call!
I actually ended up going to the hospital.
Mercenaries from the moon! Henchmen! A bounty on my head!
Mercenaries!
Larry, you know I hate puns, and this is no time to joke around! My life is in great peril, but I will never leave my listeners. That is a promise you can take to the bunker. But before we get into all that, folks, I want to talk about Carnacle Just a Touch hair dye. The only hair dye that won't run, won't fade, won't hide from the sun. Are you sick of hair dyes that lose their color within weeks? Well, not Just a Touch. It's there to stay! You can wash it, run with it, go out in the rain, or in the ocean. It will even maintain its color if it's burned in a fire, electrocuted. Even if you're dunked in oil or swallowed by a whale, it keeps its color! That's the Carnacle Guarantee!
This is coffee as it is, and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
I have to tell you, this is very exciting to talk to an actual clairvoyant. I can't believe you called me. Well, I thought you might. I've often felt very psychic, and my friend used to say that I had a connection to the beyond.
That's Nora Lane. She used to be friends with Gwendolyn when they were younger. And I wanted to learn more about where Gwendolyn and Randy used to play as kids. So I decided to contact her.
Yeah, that's very interesting to hear. Yes, I'm a medium, as I mentioned on the phone. And this is very atypical for me to be reaching out to strangers to give readings. Usually people contact me, but I'm trying to solve a bit of a mystery, and I was wondering if you...
If I could bake you some bread? Way ahead of you. I just had the strangest feeling earlier today. A voice said, Nara, bake some bread. And I didn't know why, but now I do.
Uh-huh. Well, I can't say that bread was what I was going to say.
Aren't you going to try a bite?
Oh, no thank you. I'm not very hungry, but I really appreciate it. So, you were friends with Gwendolyn when you were younger. I'm sorry, is something wrong? Are you feeling a weird energy? I feel like I've upset you.
Well, it's just bad luck not to eat bread when people bake it by hand for you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've never heard that. I'm also not very hungry, but, Oh, that is a challenge.
Well, the best breads always are. I'm glad we cleanse this energy. When I was little, I always left little bits of bread outside when we went into the wild, you know, to keep bears away.
It's funny. I communicate with the other side, but I'm not very superstitious. But if it's good enough to keep the bears away... Ah, all done. Nice and safe. Hey, you brought up the wild, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about with Gwendolyn.
My uncle ended up being mauled by a bear to death.
Oh my gosh. On a separate trip? Or before you started leaving bread out? Is that why you started?
No, during one of our trips. Mauled him right to death. But I still believe in the superstition. It's worked ever since. Although we don't go to the woods as much since then, but Gwendolyn and I used to play in the woods all the time.
Now we were finally getting somewhere. The bread had caused me to have a stomach ache almost immediately, but I couldn't leave at this point. I had to know more about the woods and Gwendolyn. and Randy.
And when you would play in the woods, what kind of games? I'm sorry, I thought when we spoke you said your property was fenced.
It is, although it looks like the gardeners left the gate open when they left. Is that a grown man in one of those plastic hamster balls?
That's all you want is burn proof, you lousy jerk! Just let me say my piece!
That looks so fun! Although the bird's pooping all over it, that doesn't seem fun. You know, I had a feeling something like this might happen today.
You had a feeling that Dominic would roll into your yard in a giant hamster ball while being pooped on by birds?
Yeah, I didn't throw any raisins in the toilet this morning. And when I don't do that, anything can happen.
I'm so sorry that he's bringing that mess into your yard. One positive is that sometimes the connection between me and Gwendolyn is stronger when he's around.
Oh, that is my name, my goggles! He guaranteed it is pet food! First week, and it barely stings my leg more than normal!
She's here! She's here! Okay, she's saying something about... roll hole?
Oh, yeah, that was a game we used to play. It's kind of like putting in golf, but we'd use sticks instead of clubs, and we'd bet on the number of balls that we could roll into a hole. That's funny, because Randy was playing a lot of golf the last time I heard from him.
Ah, right in my mouth again! You don't know what you're doing! You need my help! Don't do this!
And when was that? Oh, no, Gwendolyn's leaving. Where is Randy now? Have you heard from him?
You know, I haven't. I don't think anyone's heard from him in quite a while. He was good at roll hole, though. One time he got four balls into one hole, and I went to grab them out, but I had a feeling, a premonition, you know, and sure enough...
Sure enough what? Actually, I'd love to hear your story, but the bread is really not sitting well. Could you just tell me, where was this game being played?
Well, that's the thing. I had the feeling, and when I went to grab the balls out of the hole...
Where? Where was the hole?
I looked over and a badger popped out of a different hole and scared me.
Right! And you fell over and hurt yourself, and then the paramedics came. And where did they come to get you?
Oh, you're good. I did fall over, and I did get injured. But the fall knocked me out, and when I woke up in the hospital, I couldn't remember any of it. To this day, I don't know where that happened. Somewhere over by where they built the mall, but that's it.
Oh, for the love of God!
Would you like to take some bread to go? It's bad luck if you don't. It was really nice meeting you.
Nara was a dead end, and I had to go to the emergency room because of her bread. But she did get me closer to where Randy and Gwendolyn used to play. To find out exactly where it was, I made some phone calls while I was in the hospital. To golf courses. And next time, we get one step closer to finding Randy. And answering the question, what happened to Gwendolyn?
Gwendolyn. Case has
officials are investigating.
She just vanished.
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy two products when you only need one. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's Handmade Soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is briannasoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
That was fun. Okay, I'll be on the lookout for you back in there, and then we'll connect and try to go even bigger, just like we talked about. Sound good?
Yeah, definitely. I'll see you in there.
Great! Here I go. Remember, look for the van!
Hello? Hello, is someone working in here?
Yeah, how can I help you?
I don't really want to go back in. My friend and I keep doing runs together, but she's gotten a little carried away with what she thinks is fun. I'd like to duck out while she's in there, if possible.
Just a moment. I'm not sure that's possible, given that she already initiated the current game for each of you. You could always go in and just avoid her.
I tried that, but she paid extra for the soulmate setting.
Oh, yeah. That does make it difficult. You're not enjoying finding a soulmate? The responses to that feature have generally been positive.
I hate it! Why do you have it? Please! I'm on a delayed start. The clock is ticking. I try to hide from her, but no matter what I do, there she is. And once we sense each other or look in each other's eyes, that's it. And then it's just chaos.
You don't enjoy being in love?
Love? I like. But at first we started as high school sweethearts, lived a long life, quiet life together. It was great. But then she got so focused on that feature, all she wanted to do was keep testing it.
I'm not sure I understand. Testing it?
Testing! High school sweethearts? That was easy. We lived in the same town. We went to the same school. Then she was like, what if we were both athletes, competed internationally, and then we met that way?
It sounds pretty romantic.
It was! Then travelers, then international professors, then a soldier in a war hospital and a nurse who didn't speak the same language, then a mute person and a blind person, two asexual people, the world's tallest woman and the world's shortest man.
You really tried a lot. I see what you mean about testing.
That was only the beginning. Then she became obsessed with criminals. Jewel thieves, always on the run, and that was great. But that was enough for me. But she wanted to be even more intense criminals on the run, and that's where it started to be way less fun.
Because you started harming people?
Yes! Shooting anyone who stood in our way. The newspapers thought it was so romantic. Us on the run, shooting it out with the authorities, narrowly escaping all the time. But I hated it! So, can I please just cancel this run? Please! I'm on a delayed start. Can we at least delay that?
She's pre-purchased a bunch more. I don't think I'm able to, unfortunately.
The game is going to start any moment unless you do something! Please! Can't you ask for a manager or something?
I can try.
Please! Hurry! The last run, we were these two weirdos who kept a bunch of dogs chained up and treated them terribly.
Why would you do that?
Please just get a manager! We did it because she thought, what are the odds of a creep like that finding a soulmate? And I was not interested in finding out. But she
had pre-purchased the experience.
Yes! Why are you still here? Please get a manager! This time she wants to be creeps again, but she wants to be the type who chained up kids in the basement or something. She can't believe they'd ever find a soulmate.
That one's been done before.
I know! But she can't believe it until she experiences it herself. Please, hurry!
Okay, sorry. Yeah, that is not great. Okay, I'll be right back.
You take photos of everything, your family, your trips, your life. But here's the question, who else can see them? With ND Photos, the answer is no one but you. Not ND, not advertisers, not the cloud. Your photos are end-to-end encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no training. At ND, privacy isn't a feature, it is the foundation. Available on all platforms and open source, check out ente.io, that is ENTE, for more information. Use code INTER15 for 15% off on your subscription. Take control of your photos, choose ENTE.
All right, y'all, lay up lines. Well, look who it is. Welcome to my practice, Dr. Malkison. How have you been, old buddy?
I'm good, coach. I never thought in undergrad you'd get into athletics. I thought you'd end up a venture capitalist.
But then you couldn't wear a tracksuit to work.
Ha! I don't know about that. Couldn't take the grind, man. I decided if I was going to dig into analytics and reports, I'd rather do it for something that brought people together trying to achieve a common goal. Seeing these kids do that, it's pretty amazing.
Yes, your zero regional tournament wins attest to that. Not bad. And you get to wear a whistle as jewelry.
Okay. Your little paint can with mittens here is really coming at me. I thought you had a new robot to show me, or did you just create a 2.0 version of a high school bully?
Just testing your composure. A good coach needs more than just whistle-blowing skills.
Okay, all right, Fantastico. Sorry, mate. He's not meant to be quite so aggressive, but I think he's testing some subtleties in your voice quality to see how you respond to pressure.
So far, it seems you should have taken your tracksuit into the business world.
Well, this was great. Thanks for stopping by, Doc. Let's get some lunch soon and really catch up. Maybe without the paint can, the calculator glued to the top. Hey, I said layups! Layups, not dunks.
That was incredible. And yet, sorry to take up your time. I know you have to get back to it, but I do think Fantastico could be helpful.
Maybe some other time, Doc. Gotta coach these kids. Slimmy, what'd I say about dunks? Come on, man.
Coach, it slipped. I was literally trying to lay it in.
Maybe you should stick to dunks instead of shooting.
Did that trash can just talk to me?
Just ignore him. Let's go, on the baseline. Okay, buddy, I'll call you. Better get your little bully bot out of here before anybody gets upset.
Judging from the strain in your voice, it would be you. Maybe that's why you've never won at sectionals. For your team to take off and fly like a dove, that would take magic.
Now. You jokers like to laugh when Slivy breaks the rules. We're a team, so we'll run as a team.
So sick of running.
Or maybe you could let that trash can shoot for it.
Not now! Turn your voice audio off. You just cost me a big opportunity.
What did he just say about our best player?
Oh, that he's a trash can who cannot shoot?
He's just saying he has some analytics about shooting percentages that you might find interesting.
Because if he's here insulting high school kids, we will have a problem.
Coach, I'll shoot for it. These guys shouldn't have to run because of me slipping on a layup.
Hey! Get back there. I didn't say anything about leaving that baseline.
Coach, I shoot 38% from three.
Correction, you actually shoot 43%.
Hey, I don't want to tell you again.
Just hear him out. This AI, it could revolutionize your strategy, both with on-court analytics as well as temperament and mental fortitude diagnostics.
I shoot 43% from three? So why are you even here, bro?
To show you magic, to help your team soar. And also point out that you shoot 43% in the first half and in moments where the outcome has been decided. But when the game is close and in the final two or fewer minutes, you shoot 21%.
21 seems high.
Coach, please, let me shoot. If I miss, then we can run.
Oh, cool.
Do not run. You should let player number 31 shoot. He hits 84% with two or fewer minutes remaining in close games. Although he's taken far fewer attempts in those moments.
I wonder why that is.
Slivy, get up here.
This will be interesting.
I've had enough of this. Hit the shot. Let's get this paint can bully out of here.
That is a lot of pressure. He will miss. And from the microtones in your voice, you already know that.
Hey, shut up. Don't listen to him, Sliv. Hit the shot.
Come on
no
up.
No problem, coach.
I have faith in you, man. You got it. Almost banked it in.
The ball bounced into a trash can, almost like magic.
Dude, shut up.
Paint can, he's a paint can, please don't harm him.
Okay, well, you guys are running no matter what, but Gunson, get up here.
Oh, God, here we go, Gunny. Here we go.
Hit this and it's only five up and backs instead of 10.
What if I hit two?
Just see if you can hit the first one, tough guy, and then we'll see.
The confidence rating in both of your voices is high.
Pipe it, robot. Here you go, Gunson. All right, calm down. Nice shot, Gunson.
Coach, let me shoot another one to get rid of the final five up and backs.
You're due to bank one it eventually.
Dude, I swear
to God.
That's
enough, Fantastico.
Okay, well, Gunson, you ask first. Let's see what you got.
Are you serious? Coach, I'm going D1 next year.
You had your shot. Gunson, here you go. But if you miss, it's back to the original 10 up and backs.
Oh, my God.
Okay, coach.
Dude, screw this.
Oh, fantastic. I hope you weren't aiming at anything, because I'm sure you missed.
Slivy, get back here. You walk out that door, you're off this team.
But who will miss critical shots at the end of game?
That's enough out of you. Last warning, Sliv. Don't do this.
This team sucks anyway.
Coach, the ball just bounced out of a trash can and turned into a dove! What is happening?
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Hello? I got my manager to make an exception, and we can keep you out. Hello?